Ethereum going for an all-time high, Bitcoin to 150,000, and Solana is going for $200. That and more in the Crypto Talk this week. This video is not a financial advice. In this week's episode, we will look at Bitcoin. We'll discuss Ethereum because, let's be honest, Ethereum is stealing everyone's lunch. And we'll also discuss quickly Solana. Let's first jump into this new story. It is said that Ethereum could reach $8,500 if Bitcoin taps $150,000. Now, the reason for this calculation is simple. In previous bull runs, we have seen that the Ethereum market capitalization usually hits around 30 to 35% of Bitcoin's market cap, especially in the 2021. I think it was around 35%. And that would mean that if Bitcoin is surpassing $150,000, Ethereum could actually opt for $8,500. The thing is, it is very clear that currently Ethereum is way more of a hotter asset compared to Bitcoin. It is actually also shown in the ETF flows. We'll talk about those in a couple of seconds, but let's quickly talk about this one because some traders are also targeting $137,000 because the CPI print has raised the Fed rate cut odds to 94%. Because the CPI numbers is sitting at around 2.7% year over year, that means the chances for a Fed rate cut is actually going up and has gone up. And that could essentially mean that in September, we'll get a rate cut, we'll get higher crypto prices. And that, of course, is quite bullish. Now, if we look at the Bitcoin chart here, we've had this range. We touched it, as I've mentioned last week, and then kind of a slow grind up again, kind of testing the support here at $115,000, $116,000. And now we are slowly but surely going for an all-time high. However, I want to see this range break cleanly before I would say we're going for an all-time high. So we have to look at around $121,000. US dollars here, especially on the daily, before we can go higher. Now let's talk about the hot topic right now, Ethereum. Now Ethereum mainly getting pushed by Bitmine Immersion Technologies. They have been buying and buying lots and lots of Ethereum. They are currently sitting at around $5.5 billion. By the way, I built this app, CryptoTreasuryTracker.com, in order to exactly see how much money they actually have. So they're sitting at around 1.2 million Ether and around $5.6 billion. And they are not done yet. They are planning to buy another $20 billion in Ether. And that would mean that their total amount of Ethereum would come to $25 billion. Now, Bitmine's theory is actually quite simple. They are saying on one side, Strategy has kind of paved the way for us, and it looks like Bitmine is going the same direction. And currently, what we're seeing also for Bitmine is the fact that stablecoin usage is quite high. The main stablecoin is based on Ethereum. So Bitmine's theory was to become an Ethereum treasury company. Looks very, very well, like it's going very well. And it's not just Bitmine, actually. Pantera Capital, a venture capital company in the crypto space, has invested $300 million into so-called digital asset treasuries. And they're saying that kind of crypto treasury companies based in the US, in UK, in Israel are actually holding multiple tokens. So Bitcoin, Ether, Solana, and several other altcoins, by the way, all tracked here by asset here as well. But it essentially means for them, it's a leveraged play. So they can invest into Pantera can invest into companies such as Bitmine and get kind of a leveraged ETH position here. And you can see already here the treasury holdings growth. It is very crazy how fast Bitmine has kind of increased their treasury holdings. And it does look like they're again going for the strategy route. And that essentially means that the stock price ideally should reflect that as well. Now let's have a look at this very, very interesting Ether chart. In the last couple of hours, we've seen Ether go for an almost all-time high here, essentially coming from nothing. Let's be honest here. I mean, it was sitting at around 3.3. Then a couple of weeks ago, it was sitting at around 1,300 here even. And a lot of people said Ethereum is dead. Ethereum is not coming back. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 jumps. And we are almost back to all-time high, because if I zoom out here, you can see where the all-time high is. Of course, I've drawn the line here, 4,878, and it looks like it might go for it. So maybe if you're watching this video, we might already have crossed the all-time high. Again, here, very interesting, kind of a breach the line here of around 3,800, then tested it, and then jumped back in, tested it, jumped back up, tested it, jumped back up. So very possible that we are seeing something similar here, kind of a retest here if you want, and now the last kind of jump from 4,500 towards 4,800. And let's be honest, Ethereum has deserved it, because again, Bitmine is buying it. They are kind of gaining traction in the DeFi and NFT space as well, looking very, very good. What about Solana? So Solana is also performing not too bad, to be honest, but in my opinion, for them, they need to cross $206 first before we're seriously considering Solana as an investment once again. Too much kind of sideways movement here, but still a bigger trend is in play here. But again, I am watching here $206 before going another long position, because I do think Solana also has an all-time high in it, but it will take some time. That was it from the Crypto Talk this week. Make sure that you're subscribed to not miss any other crypto news. I will see you on the next one. Have a good one.